I have been, with full support of the other members of the council, including the police force, advocating strongly and repeatedly for the urgent rollout of the demerit point system. That which is one of many levers, and certainly not the only one, as there are no magic bullets in road safety, as it's all about systems, safe systems, that we can pull to achieve the mandate of the World Health Organization and reduce the pain and grief that families experience when a loved one dies on a nation's roads. And therefore, it is very disappointing that for the second time in the past 2 months, we have had a delay in the implementation of this important system of holding drivers accountable if they persistently run the red light or exceed the advertised speed limit. Very disappointing indeed. And not just disappointing, but very dangerous. I can only hope that the delay will only be for a short time, as my understanding is that the Island Traffic Authority, which manages the system, needs additional support staff to carry out its mandate.